Well, good afternoon and good evening, everybody. We are back. It's been a week. My goodness, Amanda's on the line, I see, from the UK.
I am. Hello.
Hey, great. You know, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, sweetheart. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Missed you. Missed you. It's been a week. We've been
missed
a week.
You too. I know.
Yeah. And then a week, and then last Wednesday, it was the week before our previous show. It's been like, you know, we've been just Wednesdays last couple weeks. I've been like, whoa, you know, get back in the swing of things here, you know, getting back in the swing of things slowly but surely.
Absolutely.
Loving life. We just had a great long extended weekend here, Memorial Day. And
how did that go?
Oh, it was great. You know, I am the barbecue king. I can barbecue most anything, they say. You know,
wow. But
yeah, hey, and I had a feast, even though it was a few of us, I had a feast with chicken and burgers and hot dogs and coleslaw and potato salad and grilled veggies
and that sounds amazing, heavy
on the BQ sauce, all that good stuff, eating outside, fun time.
Oh, Andy, I'm wanting some of that food right now.
I love barbecue. It's probably my favorite. If I had to think of any, I mean, I love, like, you know, nice fine foods and real fine restaurants and stuff occasionally. But I think when it comes right down to it, my favorite food would be barbecue. I'm just, you know, good old Southwest Southern barbecue.
What's my problem?
Too much barbecue.
Oh, no way. What's my problem? Let me hear.
Too much barbecue.
Ah, you got to be bullshit. I mean, what's my real problem? Let me hear.
Too much barbecue.
No way. I mean, now, what's my problem?
Too much barbecue. Uh-huh.
And, without a shadow of a doubt, yeah.
You know, and I'm not a meat eater. I very, very... Do you know... The average American eats a couple hundred hamburgers or more. What was the number? I forget. 152. A few hundred hamburgers a year is the average amount of hamburgers. Andy eats 10, maybe.
Fair enough. Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
I can't say that I eat a huge amount of hamburgers. I don't. Probably at one stage I did, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, well, I don't eat a lot of red meat, period. I mean, I rarely eat red meat. I like a good salmon that I cook. I make my own salmon recipes and things, and I love to make salmon.
Ooh,
and
delicious.
And it's quite often, unless there's a salmon salad, which I like, you know, they cook salmon with a chef salad type thing. But unless that, which I don't get that often, because I make salmon, I can buy a beautiful salmon fillet for $9 and cook it the way I want. It's perfect and with side dishes and so forth. Hey,
beautiful. Welcome
to the Andy and Mandy cooking show. Anyway,
we need one of those.
We do. We do. You know, people calling in with their favorite recipes, call 51. Our number here is 515-605-9888. What's your favorite food? What do you like to cook up? You know, give us a call.
Absolutely.
But I rarely will get salmon now on a restaurant. I used to, but because you look at salmon, $27, they give it, you know, whatever, something you buy in the food market, fresh for $9, $10, or $11, depending, you know, right in that range. And you cook it beautifully and it's perfect and I love it. Well, you know, I don't like to go to a restaurant and spend $30 for it. Sorry, ain't gonna do it, you know. I'll get something.
Yeah.
You know, ain't gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Ain't gonna do it.
Ain't gonna happen.
Ain't gonna happen. Anyway, this is the Andy and Amanda show. We're talking vegan recipes. We're talking vegetarian versus meat. I guess that's what we talked about. I don't know if we're going to continue talking about it. But I'm trying to get somebody to call in the show. Yeah, we're talking. Yeah. Okay, let's try this. Okay, we're talking sex. 515-605-9888. Let me see the phone rings here. More sex. Your favorite time to have sex. Okay, your favorite sexual position. Your favorite. Anything to do with sex, 515-605-9888.
Your favorite food to eat afterwards?
Your favorite food after sex. I'm waiting for you. Getting stoned, then having sex. Okay, I'm waiting for the phone line to light up here versus food. Okay, we're talking hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken. We're talking filet, 515-605-9888. Come on, phone. Come on. Okay, we're talking Donald Trump. 515-605-988. We're talking Trump's reinstatement. Do you know Trump thinks he's going to be reinstated?
Personally, I don't think so, but that's probably more of a hope than anything. I mean, anything's possible at this point. I mean, I've been shocked by everything that's gone on, to be fair.
Here's the crazy thing. He can't speak on Twitter anymore. You know, he can't. He's off Twitter, off Facebook, off all social media, actually. Because using his platforms to promote lies and fiction. And, he definitely was a motivating factor. He called that massive rally on January 6th and motivated the folks to, those thugs to invade our state capital, and five people died as a result. And there's no question about he was at the helm of that. And he was appropriately banned. He has been told by these conspiracy QAnon promoters like Sidney Powell that he has a very solid chance of being reinstated as president of the United States by August 1st. And he thinks that. He's going to go around on tour, supposedly, and start promoting the lie some more, how the election, how 8 million votes really didn't, that caused ousting, didn't really happen. He really didn't lose the election. It was more people voted for him than his opponent. He got more electoral votes than his opponent, and he rightfully won the election. It was stolen. It was rigged. And now, whether he truly believes that, really, he's all by himself. He's going to the bathroom. What do you think about that? I don't know why he's going to the bathroom. I can't have that visualization. I'm sorry. Why he's...
No, let's move on from that one.
I'm just trying to picture him in a private, quiet moment. I'm picturing here in the bathroom.
Okay. Trump doing a Trump.
Trump. Oh God, what a visual! Oh my goodness. What was I saying? Oh yeah, if he really believes. I scared myself.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. when he's all by himself. He's by himself. What does he
Andy.
Really?
No. That's a complete visual I don't want to see.
What does he really think regarding the election being stolen? Because I refuse to believe he's a stupid, ignorant guy like many of his followers, to be honest, are. And women, men and women who are literally stupid and ignorant, and they are.
Yeah.
They believe these lies, and there's no basis for the lies, and they believe it. And there's a little stupidity there that has to be addressed. I'm not going to hide it, but you can't say that. But they're stupid. If you believe that Trump won this election, if you believe that it was stolen, if you believe all these conspiracy theories and things, stories are promoted by QAnon, you're stupid. You're ignorant. Period.
Yeah.
And some people will come out and say that. Well, no, they are stupid and ignorant. They are. If you don't think so, then okay, let's try that. We're calling 515-605-9888. Maybe I just offended you. Give me a call and tell me why you're not stupid. Come on. Oh my goodness. But anyway, he really thinks that. I'm not going to say what he really thinks because nobody knows what's in the head of Donald Trump. I'm not going to say that. But he believes that he's going to be reinstated. Let's hear from a political analyst from CNN. Her name is Maggie Haberman on just this. Oh, listen to this. This is absolutely true. Listen to this, and we'll talk about it.
What he's doing is echoing things that are being said by Sidney Powell, who was his lawyer, although, he distanced himself from her at certain points over the final months of the administration, but she was helping advise him on these efforts to overturn the election last year. This is being said by Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, who has been pushing this for some time. He's echoing what they're saying. The difference between them saying it and Donald Trump saying it is one is the former president, one is a possible future party nominee. Even given all of his legal troubles, if he ran for president again, he would still have a very good shot at the nomination. And this is something that some of his supporters will hear and take seriously when he says it. There is no legal mechanism by which this can happen. There are people who are telling him things are possible that are not possible, which is exactly what we saw happen after the November 3rd election last year, which was all the lead up to January 6th, as we know, and what we saw in the attack on the Capitol. And so there is a dangerous component about this conversation that's going on, that there is a separation between what literally, and this sort of choose your own adventure of news has gotten worse progressively over time. Democrats who support Joe Biden don't want to hear anything about Donald Trump. And because Donald Trump is not on Twitter anymore, they think, therefore, he doesn't really exist, except he does really exist strongly in this right-wing ecosystem. It is true he's not on Twitter. It's true he's not on Facebook. He can't direct followers the same way he did. He's also going to start appearing publicly again. And so public really needs to be aware this is something that he has been saying to a number of people. And the other thing he's been doing, he has been trying, you know, as he spent a long time during 2017 trying to get advisors to say, fire Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, because he didn't want to do it himself. He has been trying to get conservative writers to publish, you know, in a more mainstream way that this election was, quote unquote, stolen from him, his repeated false claim about that, to try to legitimize it, to try to get people to call attention to this. You know, these things may not matter. They also could have consequences.
Listen to this.
There are cases where elections have been overturned, but there's never been one at the presidential level, which everybody will jump to point out. That doesn't mean that it can't be done. It should be that he can simply be reinstated, that a new inauguration date is set. And Biden is told to move out of the White House. And and President Trump should be moved back in.
Yes, true. You heard that. That was not made up. That was Sidney Powell. Unbelievable. You heard that for real. Unreal. Anyway, that was Sidney Powell, folks, and I don't
Andy,
know what to
there's
say.
Me, there's me chatting away to you here, and I realize my mic is muted.
I figured as much. Yeah, I figured you suddenly went quiet there for a minute. But
sorry, guys. I'm here saying, no, I don't think so, with Trump being moved back in. No, not a chance. So, sorry, I was even apologizing to our Trump supporters who listen to us. You know, that is my personal feelings that, you know,
well,
I would not like to see him back in.
I would not like to see him, period.
No. No, I mean, for me, he caused so much concern and worry and irritation. One could argue, okay, so Amanda, put yourself under the microscope. Why is he affecting you that way? But let's face it, when you've got somebody who's leading a country that ultimately affects the rest of the world, has repercussions, every ripple that's created from his actions ripples everywhere, and not just politically, emotionally, mentally, you know, economically. You've got all those aspects to take into consideration that it doesn't just affect those Trump supporters. It affects people who don't feel on par with him, who don't feel that he's doing the right thing for them either. And, you know, this is a global thing. It's not just for one country. Everybody feels strongly about the guy in some form, whether they support him or they don't support him. He has a major effect on people and their lives. So yes, you have a right to support him and want him back, but we also have the right to not want him back because of the way he's made us feel and the repercussions of his actions. So I respect those who support him, and I ask for the same respect back for me not supporting him. I don't get on with his whole persona. I don't get on with the way he deals with things in business. I don't agree with a lot of the things that he's done whilst he was in power. I don't agree with the way he dealt with the whole COVID situation and didn't take it seriously like everybody else was. And there's so many elements to that man that just is so disturbing to me. And for myself, I'm one of these people that relates to energy from people. And people's energies affect me greatly. So for me, when he was in power, his whole energy was, no, I couldn't deal with it. It just didn't sit well with me. There was something about him that I couldn't put my finger on. And I thought, you know, I'm going to give this guy time to unfold, see what he's all about. I gave him a chance. And I know that's all I can do. It's not like I can go up to and say, oh, by the way, I'm giving you a chance. And if you don't do anything about it, then, you know, I'm going to kick you out. It's not like I have that power. No. But I gave him a chance on a personal level to see what he was about, to see if I could get on board with him and appreciate all he was doing for the U.S., you know, and the rest of us ultimately. And I just couldn't do it. I just could not take to the man. I didn't agree with what he was doing, blah, 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 blah. And I'm the type of person who wants to see somebody in who's going to apply what he's doing for the benefit of everybody, not just class, not just a certain political agenda, not just, you know, everybody, everybody's interest, because it affects us all. And if I don't see that taking place, then I'm not going to feel comfortable supporting that person, because ultimately their agenda seems very selfish and directed towards certain people.
But here's the distinction, though. It's one thing not to support a candidate for political office or a current political elected leader, or in some countries, not elected, you know, forced, you know, because you disagree with their platform, you know, their philosophy of how things should be. It differs from what you think, but they're basically good people. They have integrity, they're honest, they're forthright. Donald Trump is a corrupt, lying son of a bitch. The guy is a corrupt liar. And he's pulled the wool over many of Americans' eyes. I have no respect for him whatsoever, zero respect. And as opposed to, let's say, a George Bush, who I was not a fan of, I'll take him any day over Donald Trump, of course. Most people would. I don't think you can compare Trump to somebody who would normally not like as a political, you know, because he disagreed with you. He's in a different category. This guy is probably they're convening a grand, as we spoke a week ago. They're convening a grand jury panel in New York, in Manhattan, to make a determination whether Trump should be criminally indicted. And I'm willing to wager that he will be, and others as well, I think he will be. And somehow he, you know, this is regarding tax matters and lying to federal FDIC, you know, federally insured loan institutions regarding his loans and what he submitted to these banks regarding his financial well-being, and then on the other side of the coin, what he submitted to the IRS as to his lack of financial well-being. Both are felonies. He lied, and supposedly, allegedly, but evidently they have enough evidence. They have the tax records. They would not have convened a grand jury panel if they didn't have the evidence. So let's see what happens. Yeah. But anyway, he's a lying, fraudulent, corrupt person. That's who he is. And how he got into be president has already been written about, and professionals in that mental health field have talked about it and written about it and have been interviewed on various radio and television shows. So we can see that. But we spent the bulk of a year talking about Donald Trump, and here we are again. And I remember on the election, we said after he lost, thank God, after he lost, we said, what are we going to do now? We're having a lot of fun. Here we are.
But ultimately we knew he was going to be around.
Yeah, we did know.
He's just not the type to
try to win. You know, it's really interesting how these folks who to this day, although that percentage of people is shrinking, it's still there. To this day, there are people, there are supporters that really believe that he did not win, that Biden, rather, did not win the election, that it was indeed stolen, and all these debunked, numerous times debunked situations and stories that have been conjured up are true, and they believe it. We're going to hear more from Maggie Haberman regarding, you know, Sidney Powell just said that Trump could be reinstated by August 1st. And she's telling Trump this, by the way. He believes it, or at least he's regurgitating it.
Yeah.
And Biden, as we just heard, Sidney Powell, who's, by the way, Sidney Powell, who we just heard from, is being sued for $1.3 billion by Dominion for defamation.
Yeah.
And we all know what you said about defamation, how right? So, how they're many of the Trump votes were illegally switched to Biden, and they're corrupt and blah blah blah. Not true. It's all a lie. And and she spread that, really defaming, the reputation that Dominion has earned over the years. And they are suing her and Rudy Giuliani and a few others for $1.3 billion each one individually. Now, Sidney Powell is at home one day. She gets a knock on the door and she served legal papers. The legal papers is a $1.3 billion lawsuit against her in civil court. So what does she do in her defense? This is what she does. Any reasonable person would know what I'm saying is not true. Any reasonable person. So after saying that, a couple months after, we just heard what she just said. Maybe I should play it again. We all heard what Sidney Powell said.
Yeah.
With a $1.3 billion lawsuit looming over her. Right? So let's take a listen. Let's take a listen. Could this happen in this country? Could Trump come back in? Truly, let's take a listen.
This is not something for which there is a provision in the Constitution. It is really important to note this is not how this works. That having been said, in terms of the ability to ignite supporters of the former president, particularly the QAnon network, particularly people in a certain segment of the internet, it is real. And so, is Trump regurgitating what he's hearing from Lindell and what he's hearing Sidney Powell say and some others say? I think that is what this is. He has been told by a number of advisors that he has to stop focusing on this. It is part of why he is so laser focused on these quote unquote audits in Arizona, and he's been trying to get them in other states because he thinks they're going to overturn the elections. One of the things that he has said to a couple of people is, and a part of this he has said publicly, is, if you catch somebody stealing a Tiffany diamond, you got to give the diamond back. And then in another iteration, it's, he can't understand why Mitch McConnell doesn't support this because McConnell will become majority leader again once these races are all overturned. That just tells you about where this is going. I just want to, again, make clear, none of that is happening and none of that is possible. But this is the kind of thing that he is trying to flush into the conservative media ecosystem, and he is saying to his supporters, and I expect it to get more intense the more he is under investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney and the State Attorney General in New York and the threat of indictment over the coming months.
Look, it's madness.
It's my word, not yours.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
Yes.
It's all, and there are people who are going to believe that they're out there promoting. They're saying, sit back, relax, relax, relax. He's coming back in. Okay, don't get excited. Trump will be back in office in the White House by August 1st. Relax. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen, and they believe it. This shows the stupidity of people. And the people promoting this on the internet and various channels and platforms and pages, Facebook, whatever else they're saying. A lot of them have been banned, of course. But because you just can't have it. So you just cannot have these broad-based lies being promoted and circulated within a society. If it was all a joke and people laughing about it, that would be one thing. But you can't have all these imbeciles promoting all this bullshit, knowing that some people believe it, a small percentage of the population actually compared to the whole population, but enough for them to make some noise out there. And you can't have that. And you could say, right to speech, right to free speech. No, not if you're going to be promoting all these lies and it affects society and affects our everyday lives and, our gen, and a private business, they say, yeah, you're right. You go ahead and write an editorial and put it in the paper, but we own this business and we're not going to let you do it on our platform, right? And they have the right to do that. And I think they're privately owned businesses, and I think it's, well, rights is free speech. Not if you're going to start promoting that bullshit. It's not. No, it's not.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be allowed
absolutely.
To do it either. I agree.
In the previous clip we played, not the one we just listened to, but the previous clip, did that person say, CEO of MyPillow?
Yes, Mike Lindell. Yeah. The guy who makes a living getting on cable television talking about pillows suddenly says, I've got the evidence. I got evidence. The election was stolen. Wait till the Supreme Court sees it. I hired a company, the most incredible former federal IT, computer, cyber hacking, virus, whatever, experts in the country, and they traced all these incoming hits to Dominion, and it all came from Ukraine or somewhere, and I've got the IP addresses where they came from, and they all came in, they changed the votes. I have the evidence. What's the guy do? He sells pillows. He made a lot of money selling pillows.
Wow, you know, I'm the CEO of MyPillow, so I can appreciate that.
Yeah. As I am mine. Yeah,
yes,
Mike Lindell.
Of course. And all those fellow CEOs out there, you rock. Yeah,
another
right.
Fucking idiot, you know, unbelievable. Mike Lindell, give us a call. I'd love to have you on the show. 515-605-9888. We should reach out to him. Hey, Kimmel can't stay. You know, Kimmel's been having a lot of fun with me. He was on the Kimmel show, what do you call it? Whatever Jimmy Kimmel's. The Jimmy Kimmel show, or late night. You know, he was on his show.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that was an interesting little, you know, PR stunt, but nothing really happened. But you know, Lindell's been out there. You know, he's been at the White House when Trump was in, you know, the pillow guy.
Mm.
Because
yeah.
You know, he's on TV. Cable television, telling everybody how great his pillow is, and spent a lot of money doing it. A lot of people bought it, and they bought his pillow, made him a multimillionaire.
Wow!
And okay. I must say, he has donated some of his money, and you know, you got to give credit where credit is due to some just philanthropic causes, and he's done that. And
yeah.
As a matter of fact, a lot of it, and for that, I
that's
salute
a beautiful
him
thing.
Yeah. But
I
you
agree.
Go at the same. So yeah, you know, we want to be real here and give credit where it's due, but to go out and start promoting these lies and I want to take this to court. You know, this whole thing's been debunked in every court in the land 60 times, and not just by it's by Republicans have debunked it. You know, senior Republicans, senior officials, district attorneys, U.S. attorneys, the Department of Justice, Supreme Court, other federal courts, local, state, you know, courts of all. Laughed it out of court when people tried to come up. Almost every time, they actually couldn't present the stories they've been propagating because they are lies. And if you go to before a judge and you promote something you know is a lie, you're gonna be disbarred. You're no longer be an attorney. So they haven't been able to present the evidence. They don't have the evidence. They know it's no concrete evidence. They submit these courts, which are baseless, and they go in, they make up something else. And it gets thrown out of court. Because they can't say the same stories they've been telling the public because they would be disbarred if they did because they don't have any evidence.
Yeah.
And all they have evidence, they have. Oh, trash trucks pulled up in the middle of the night and carried two cases of ballots in. Ballots were stored underneath the table. Oh, little elves redid the ballots. Oh, dead people voted. millions of dead people. Zombies, Night of the Living Dead. They came out. They voted. They put Biden in office. What the fuck?
I've got the whole thriller scene playing in my head right now, Michael Jackson, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had a clip. That would have been great if I was more prepared. If we rehearsed this show, I would have had it.
Right.
So I'll sing it for you.
That's all right. We paint a beautiful picture, you and I.
I should get my bass. I'll play it. Yeah. Perfect. That was good. Can you moonwalk? Can you dance that moonwalk thing?
I can try.
When we finally meet, you and I should like make a video of you and I trying to do the moonwalk together. That would be great.
I do it well on ice, you know, and then I go flying on my ass afterwards, but you know.
Sydney, what's his name? Mike Lindell. Yeah, God, unbelievable. There's been 172,195,698 coronavirus cases and 3,696,626 deaths. 154,825,660 people have recovered. Woohoo! Yesterday, I don't have any numbers for the UK. Just have the total cases in the UK. It's 4,490,000.
I'm not offended.
Yeah, you know. It's blank. Every other country. Sweden's missing too. Portugal's missing.
Oh.
I think one reason why is the lower. The numbers are very, very low. Number. You ready for that? How many people died of coronavirus yesterday in the United States? 287.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say that's it, but that's still tragic to those
right,
who died.
Right.
Obviously.
We were on the show saying 4,500 people died yesterday and 24,000 other people who are living are going to be dead by the end of the week.
Of course, yeah.
Remember quote-unquote? I think we said exact,
absolutely.
So today, so far, 188 people have died in the USA. 12 people have died so far in the UK. So we're well on our way. All the restrictions are being lifted in California as of June 15th. I think in Pennsylvania or Philadelphia, in my hometown, I think as of June 1st, things were lifted. One thing that a lot of people have been commenting and saying, and I'm total agreement with this, is that when they allowed patio dining for restaurants and partial indoor dining, 20% occupancy or something, mm-hmm. sometimes 50%, with proper licensure, the restaurants have been extending the patio out into the street where people would normally park their cars, and they build these platforms and they put big tents and heat lamps where applicable. So you go down these streets, especially in Philadelphia, and they're narrower than they were before. They were narrower before, but the atmosphere and the look of all these tents occupying the streets with tables and lamps and waiting service for food and so forth has been very endearing. I mean, a lot of people have said, it's really nice. We should just keep it. It's very nice. I noticed that in California, too, that, you go on these streets and these towns and the patio areas and restaurants. And sometimes when there was no patio, now they're out on the sidewalks and sometimes into the streets with all, big tents, And it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool they did that. So – And in a federal level, you no longer have to wear masks outdoors and indoors if you're vaccinated, but private businesses can do what they want to do regarding that. For example, you go to a food store here, you got to wear a mask. You go any store, I think you got to wear a mask here. But supposedly June 15th, all restrictions are lifted. And I don't know what that in California, and I don't know what that has to do with the ability to wear a mask. I don't wear a mask outside anymore. I don't. I go outside, I don't wear a mask anymore. It's great. Great. A couple family members came in from different parts of the country over the past last few days, and the biggest complaint was wearing that mask on a jet for 5 or 6 hours. Like, oh my God, you get in the car, mask off. Oh my God, you got the mask off.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Being in a confined area with the mask on is just no fun at all. I mean, that shopping trip that I had, that first major shopping trip after this whole lockdown scenario for over a year now. It happened to be in the store with a mask on, and it was really warm in the store, and there was a lot of people, and we were in there for just under 4 hours, and I came out, and I was it. I was done. I took the mask off. I was like, I can't be in this mask any longer. It was dreadful, but, kudos to those who were working in those conditions all day with a mask on. That's just mind-blowing, and to think about being on an aircraft in that confined space for as long as you need to be with a mask on, 2 hours is great. That'd be fine. I could cope with that, 2 hours. But anything longer than that, I think, would be just like too much for me.
It's tough. I was taking, for my exercise and just go out and I walk around. I mean, it's beautiful out here at nights and, watch look at some of the houses and, just admire where I live here in Southern California. I take, try to walk a couple of miles, maybe not every night. I was doing it more before than recently, but wearing a mask a lot of the time. And then I realized, hey, there's nobody around. I take it off. But when there's people around walking up hills and stuff, and it's more cumbersome to breathe. Even though you're wearing a lightweight mask, it still is more cumbersome to breathe when you're wearing a mask.
Oh, yes. Real.
It is, especially if you're hot, especially if you're, unzipping my jacket and all that stuff. I'm like, whoa, and then you got this mask on. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And while we're wearing masks to protect ourselves, we can also get vaccinated, and a large population is now vaccinated. And what I'm even hearing, I had a real, real good friend of mine, a very good friend, a woman on the East Coast, he had some health problems earlier and has alluded to various things and so forth, but was very, very, and she's great. She's amazing. And single mom, just fabulous person.
Bless her.
We talk every day. We talk, some people think, you have something going on with her. Hmm. Like that's what they say about us.
Yeah.
But,
I know, right?
But anyway,
people's minds.
But you talk every day. It's one of those like you and I. It's like one of those you and I, even on the phone, even off the show, we just talk and almost like sometimes we say, we should be having a show right now,
yeah.
Like one, So anyway, so getting back to her, she was very hesitant and was not actually going to get vaccinated. And I tried to talk her into it, even with her. Oh, I'm sensitive to this, and I react to this, and I had this, pretty major health problem earlier that's gone now. And I've been told, and doctors, and da-da-da, and I'm like, you know what? Get the damn vaccine, would you? You're going to be fine. You're that unique. You're different than every other human being on the planet. I mean, you're going to be fine. If there's any issue regarding your past or what you have, those issues would be clearly stated. You know about them right now. You're fine. And you know what the great thing over the weekend when I talked to her? She's going to get vaccinated. And I'm like, if you're getting vaccinated, then you are probably one of the millions that were like-minded, thought about it like you did, that are probably also going to get vaccinated now. And
yeah.
And I'm so glad to see that change. And you and I were not going to get vaccinated. Remember in November?
I remember, yeah.
You and I would sit, I think November, December, January.
Yeah.
You and I were on this show, on these microphones, saying, I'm not going to be, it's not enough. Let's wait. Let's see what happens over the next couple of years and or whatever we said, but we weren't going to get vaccinated. You and I felt the same way about it, right?
Yeah.
And I know you had a more adverse reaction to your first vaccine. I had none to both.
I don't know why that is, but
I don't know either. And hopefully your second one will be a no-brainer, will be smooth for you. But you were affected adversely enough where I did a solo show.
Yeah.
Well, nobody heard. You couldn't get on the show. When my microphone wasn't on, I'm sitting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember
it took about a week for me to recover fully because although initially I was having these terrible headaches that wouldn't leave, I was taking paracetamol, which was the advice on the leaflet I was given straight after the vaccine to stock up on paracetamol, take that. It helps keep the temperature down. It helps with the pain. And so I was like, okay, cool. I already have paracetamol in the house. I always keep some in. Great, handy thing to have. And I was taking these paracetamol. Within 10 minutes, the pain was eased for 10 minutes, and then the pain would come back again. So the tablets weren't really touching it. And then
I've got advice.
Tiredness as well. Yeah.
I've got advice for you. Do you remember getting those headaches, and I gave you some advice, which I have no business giving, but I did, and you said, hey, it's working. I forget what it was.
Oh,
allergy,
yeah, the allergy headaches. Tablets.
Right. All right, I'm going to now hear some drum roll, please. Here's some from Dr. Andy. Before you get your next shot, right? Take a Motrin or an Advil, Motrin Plus, before you get the shot, right before you leave.
I wonder
house.
What the equivalent of that is here because we don't have those brands here.
You don't have Motrin or Advil?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm wondering how similar they are to what we have here. It's probably just under a different name here.
Or it may be the same thing you just mentioned, because what you just mentioned sounds like a drug that you can get high on and have visions with.
Not quite. I think that's wishful thinking for many, but... they're cheap enough to buy. You can get them like going to a pharmacy. You can just buy them off the shelf. I think if people had that reaction, they'd be sold out every day. Oh my goodness.
Yes. No wonder.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, maybe all what you're feeling was actually not really there. It was induced by this. Whoa, man. Whoa, this is tough. What's this called? Paradiloptic. What's it called? Paraloptic? Paraloptic?
The whole idea of it.
No, the drug.
Yeah.
That you mentioned it.
Paracetamol.
Paracetamol.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
I don't know. Yeah.
So here's the alternative to Motrin and Advil. Just take a. Do you have Tylenol there? Do you have Tylenol?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Wow. Take a non-aspirin extra strength pain reliever. Maybe paradoxical is.
Okay, because paracetamol is definitely a non-aspirin thing. Although I was recommended by a friend afterwards to keep up with paracetamol. Aspirin 3 times a day.
Yeah, here's the deal. Take an aspirin, take two or three. You can't take, you know, you can't go wrong. Take bare aspirin, whatever your aspirin is there, like extra strength. Take two or even three. It can't hurt you. It cannot hurt you. Take, you know, they say 2 in 4 hours. Take three. Take three. Will not hurt you a bit before you go to get your shot. And then after your shot, take 2 every 4 hours.
Okay.
And aspirin. I don't know about that para, whatever it is, but take, just, you must have like a, you know, a brandless, you know, aspirin, extra strength aspirin, just whatever.
Yeah.
And when you go for it, when you're taking your next shot, by the way, so I know to cancel the show right after. When, no, when is it?
Let's see. When was my shot? It wasn't last week. It was the week before, right?
Week before,
losing all sense of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about another 10 weeks before I'm due to have my next.
Oh, you're right. Your timing there is much longer than ours is here. We're 3 weeks or whatever it is, or 4 weeks. Yeah. We have quite a bit of time before your next one. But anyway, next when you do, we'll talk about it closer in. But if you do that, you should be fine. We should have to cancel another show. You'll be fine. I'm telling you, you'll be fine. Because I'm willing.
I'm willing.
I'm telling your physiology to leave her the hell alone. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go bother somebody else. Leave Amanda alone. Okay?
Get out of here.
All right. Yeah. No.
Thank you.
What's happening now is the president has been warning, rightfully so, that Americans who are not vaccinated, that they can remain at a significant risk of getting, you know, seriously ill, perhaps dying, or at least spreading the disease to others. And he's now making special appeals to younger Americans who are now approved to get the vaccine, and said that COVID-19 could have long-term implications on their health, even if they get it and they recover. And that's absolutely been proven to be true. You know, all over the world, people are seeking, you know, especially in Brazil and India, you know, are desperate to get a shot that every American get at their neighborhood drugstore now at no cost and no wait. And there's hundreds of millions of people around the world who are not so fortunate, who would love to be in that position. Get the damn vaccine, folks. Biden said that getting vaccinated is not a partisan act. There's no Republican, there's no conservative, there's no liberal thing about this. It's about being human is what it's about.
Yeah.
And he noted the science behind the vaccines was developed under both Democratic and Republican administrations. This ain't about politics. This ain't about Trump, the election being stolen. This ain't about Trump, stand up, beat your chest, I'm American, and it's a free country, and if I don't wear a mask, I don't want to. If I don't get a shot, I don't want to. Well, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? This has nothing to do with politics. Not you, Amanda. This has nothing to do with... this
Thanks
is
for
nothing
clarifying
to do...
that.
Yeah, yeah. This has nothing to do with politics. You know, the Biden... was touting the administration's response to the pandemic and said that because of the success of the national vaccinating campaign, which he led this incredible campaign. And the U.S. was heading into the summer in a very different place from last summer, obviously, when lockdowns and stay-at-home orders to stop the spread of the virus had been put in place. I mean, how can we forget? How can we forget? A summer of freedom, to me, represents a summer of joy.
Yeah.
Get shot.
No, don't get shot.
That's something else we should talk about. Oh my God, with him, mass shootings have been incredible. Well, you won't go there right now, but don't get shot. Get vaccinated. Summer get-togethers, celebrations. The all-American summer, the beach, hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecues, times out, baseball games, all that stuff. And after such a long, long dark winter and a long year and a half that we've all endured. We are entitled, though we should be able to go out and take advantage of life and get back. Go ahead. You know what Biden's doing now, and I think this is really pretty terrific.
What's that?
He's calling upon a month of action, which includes a partnership. Ready for this? With Anheuser-Busch, that could mean free alcohol for every American.
What?
21 years. Yes, for every American 21 years of age or older. Anheuser-Busch and the national brewer that produces Budweiser announced Wednesday will give away free alcohol if the nation reaches Biden's goal to have 70% of adults receive at least one dose of the vaccine by July 4th. Free beer.
Whoa.
Now.
I wow. Okay.
You know what's funny? And I think it's amazing. And I think other companies should join in. I think other companies should join in big time, you know. Wouldn't that be great, you know, if different people joined Anheuser-Busch with that?
Big
you
time.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it would be just great, you know, if they said free, you know, whatever, I don't know. I don't know the companies, but whoever, you know, they came in and
free
condoms, joined.
And, go and have all the sex you want.
Yeah. Free yeah, something like that. Yeah. Free, you know, free tasty cakes. You know, imagine, you know.
Yeah. Oh yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be queuing for all those things.
Nobody bakes a cake as tasty as a tasty cake.
Now, I know our listeners around the world have no idea what we're talking about, but Tasty Cake, and Amanda has yet. Cornell, our show coordinator, has been, he's outside of Philadelphia, and I'm from Philadelphia, and Tasty Cake, Tasty Baking Company is a Philadelphia icon, the most incredible. I guess around the world, or at least around the United States, we have Hostess, which are pretty, you know, they are what they are. You know, if you had a Tasty Cake next to Hostess, hands down, Tasty Cake, just, you know, forget it. You'd never go back to Hostess again.
Yeah.
I'm not demeaning Hostess. A lot of people like them, and they're good. I've had them. They're okay. But when you have Tasty Cake, it's a whole different world. But anyway, okay, enough about promoting Tasty Cake. wouldn't it be cool if they came in and said, you know, free Tasty Cakes in Philadelphia? You know, if you know, once we get 70%, Tasty Cake would give out free cakes and pies or something, or Pepsi gave out free Pepsi,
I get the drift.
Martin gave out free guitars, you know, some, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But you know, but
It's a great way to try and get people to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, come on.
It
would. Here's
a sad thing about America. It takes fucking free beer to get somebody who's not going to get vaccinated because they're beating their chest about their right to whether they want to. But you give them a beer and they'll go ahead and do it. Jesus Christ. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
Anheuser-Busch said in a news release, which I have somewhere here, anyway, that the U.S. reaches that goal, Anheuser-Busch will buy America's next round of beer, seltzer, non-alcoholic beverage, or another Anheuser-Busch product. It instructs those 21 and up to upload a picture of themselves at their favorite bar or restaurant and enter to win. Anheuser-Busch, we are committed to supporting the safe and strong recovery of our nation and being able to be together again at the places and with the people we have missed so much. This commitment includes encouraging Americans to get vaccinated, and we are excited to buy Americans 21 plus a round of beer when we reach the White House goal, said Michael Douglas. No, I'm sorry, he's the actor. Said Michael Dukakis. No, he was the former presidential candidate. Said Michael.
St. Michael in heaven.
said Michael, what's his name here? Michael Dukakis, Doofus. No, not Doofus. Michael. I'm sorry. He's the CEO of Anheuser-Busch. I've got to respect the guy. He's doing great here. Michael Dukakis. Anyway, the CEO of Anheuser, Michael Dukakis. You know, yeah,
right.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes. Michael Dukakis.
You know what I would love to see, Andy? Is a worldwide celebration. Once we got to the point where all of the countries had managed to get on top of this this virus, having one dedicated holiday or even a two-day event that we experience every year to a celebration for humanity overcoming something so tragic, and have it worldwide celebrated this holiday where we just have this massive party. Can you imagine a worldwide party? How cool
that would
be.
Amazing.
It would be the best thing humanity has ever experienced, and I would love to see that happen. And if I had the power to try and enforce that, to try and arrange that. Hell, I would do it. Because, you know, do you remember that song by ELO, All Over the World?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I used to listen to that as a kid. And it talks about having a party all over the world. And I, you know, I used to get chills when I heard that song. And I was just like, you know, wow, imagine everybody coming together for a common cause, that one common cause where we're all just having fun and celebrating that very thing in that moment. It would be unbelievable. And I think it was something that, you know, I would love to see happen. I think many people would love to see that happen.
You know, it would be an amazing event. It would be an amazing event. And what I can see happening is like huge concerts all over in these major stadiums all over the world and joined together by big screens and stuff like Live Aid in the 1980s. You know, a big, big, huge musical, big celebration,
yeah.
Fireworks at night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like when you have
yeah.
New Year and, you know, you see it all
yeah.
over the news. This country's experiencing New Year in this way and that country's experiencing it that way. Hell, let's do it with the COVID situation. Let's come through this and have a massive celebration that would be fucking epic. And I would love to see it happen. I'm all for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it would be really terrific. It would be terrific to see. It
would go
really
down in the history. It would.
Yeah. it would. I'd love to see it. And maybe we'll, you know, maybe we'll see it. Maybe we'll see it.
Maybe we
I
should
think,
get
I
the
think,
ball
I think we will. We will. Yeah. You know, there's no reason why not. You know, it could.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. The music. with we'll start some kind of a basis of you know just get the word out over our social media, and you know
yeah.
we're in 16 countries around the world. And I noticed this morning, and I'm not sure if they were on before. Maybe I just didn't notice it, but I just noticed it stuck out today that Egypt. We have listeners in Egypt now, and I don't know if we
wow.
did before. I may have
okay.
just not noticed it, but it looked to me like it's new. I don't remember Egypt being on the map, and it's lit up now. So
that's incredible.
I think it's new. Egypt, we have listeners there here on the Andy and Amanda Show. Folks, this is
Thank
the
you
Andy
so
and
much.
Amanda Show. Yeah, yeah, we are 16, 17 countries. You know, I can rightfully say tens of thousands of listeners over the last almost year and whatever, you know, 18 months, 16 months, something like that. And it's been what a ride, and we've had a lot
no,
of fun doing
yeah.
it. We've had some. We continue to have really fun, interesting guests talk about a variety of subjects. Get your calls here at 515-605-9888. We'd love to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Don't feel you have to join our conversation. We'd like to join yours. So, you know, feel free
yeah.
to get hold of us. And as we've said before, you can also contact the show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Not the, just andyandamandashow@gmail.com. And follow us on appropriate social media, which I guess you can just look up Andy and Amanda Show. I know we're on Facebook, right? We're on
Facebook, Thread. Twitter, Instagram.
What's Twister? Twister.
Twister. No, not quite, my darling. Twitter.
oh, I'm sorry, Twitter. Yeah, that deal, the Twit
yeah.
thing.
You can find us on Facebook, The Andy and Amanda Show. Instagram is The Andy and Amanda Show. Twitter is at Andy and Amanda 2.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's other platforms you can find us on for downloading our podcasts and things like that, all the major platforms. So go check us out. Come listen. Listen back to our crazy shows.
You really? Oh, yeah. And you know, we still, even we haven't been, we haven't had a show in a week and a week previous to that. Of course, downloads are greatly reduced because there's nothing current playing during that time period outside of what's become a weekly show the last 2 weeks. We still continue when you look at our distribution on the many channels from iHeartRadio to Pandora to iTunes to Alexa, Google, Spotify. You know, I can go on and on and on, but all the various distribution we have. People are still downloading shows. You know, when you look at our, even though it's reduced by 26%, and
yeah.
you know, if you don't have any current, of course you expect that. But 26% is not a huge number of reduction considering we haven't had any current shows. So people are still downloading
no.
shows, and thank you for that. And we hope that you're enjoying
Absolutely.
Them. And we invite, I can't stress this enough, we invite your participation on the show. Normally we're on.
Oh yeah.
you know, in the U.S., East Coast time, we're on at noon on Mondays and 3 p.m. Wednesday and Friday. In the U.K., we're on at 5 p.m. on Mondays and 8 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays. And, of course, in beautiful California and the Pacific Coast time, we are on at 9 a.m. Mondays and noon time on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you need to hear that again, just rewind. And anyway, but those are our live broadcast times. And what that means is during those times that I just announced, you can dial us at 515-605-9888 and join us. You know, join the, and again, we'll talk about whatever you want to. And if you disagree with us, if you're, you know, you, if you believe the QAnon, if you believe, you know, Trump won the election, if you believe that we shouldn't, you know, that we shouldn't have to be required to wear masks, or any things that we've been talking about and you oppose, we've been talking about. And again, we're not, we don't sway our people one way or another. We talk about reality and the truth. We investigate what we talk about. We're not a news reporting agency. We talk what others are saying in the news, and we look into that and talk about that. And that's what we've been priding ourselves on since the inception of the show, you know, April 2020. So, you know, feel free to join us. And there's some folks out there in radio who have joined our show. If you're in the profession of broadcast or the media, you want to get on board and talk about it, or if you've written blogs, if you have a podcast that you want to promote, use our show to promote what you're doing out there. We'd love to hear from you, really. I mean, make this platform your platform. We're totally open to it. So don't be shy, and feel free to join us anytime. Again, that number is 515-605-98, Andy and Amanda. Andy here in the U.S., Amanda Love in the U.K. We have never met.
No. We haven't.
My goodness. My goodness.
Oh, I've met you in my mind many times.
I've met you in mine, too.
In a relationship, you have to make time for sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I hear. Wow, it's been such a great show today. It really has. Getting back into the swing of things, and I really miss being on here, and it's been so great. It really has.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is not Monday with all the technical issues we get. Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. We should ban that show and do Tuesday, you know. But what we've promised, one thing we've promised America and the world, we've promised them this.
I promised American people that help was on the way.
Mm-hmm. And it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It is. And it has
absolutely
been. And we're doing great. Because, once again,
the human element has been removed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, really has. Temporarily,
yes.
Apparently, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, this is going to be an hour show, so we've about a minute here, and I just want to know that everybody has been chiming in. I want to know who you have been. Email us at andy@amandashow@gmail.com. If you care to do that, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts on the show, what you'd like us to talk about, what you'd like us to do more of. We kind of have an idea what that is, don't we? We kind of know what that is. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. wonderful.
So anyway, this has been great, and we're going to be on Friday, right? Friday's good. We're on for Friday's show, the weekend show.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And we have about a minute left here to round. This has been fun. Welcome back. Great to get back on board. Amanda, take us home.
Okay, on behalf of Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, and myself, Amanda Love, here in the UK, thank you again so much for joining us and our banter, and we hope you've had fun alongside us, and you found it informative and funny, and if you didn't, well, that's okay too, right? But come join us on Friday, where we continue the madness that is us, that we enjoy and thrive on so much. So take care, and we will see you then.
We'll see you Friday, folks. Take care. Pleasure being back with you.
Oh, yeah.